So one who is intelligent will have this kind of attitude toward the various moods that arise in the mind. When goodness arises, we let it be good. But we know also, we understand its nature. And two, we let be the not good. We let it be according to its nature. We don't take hold of it because we don't want anything. We don't want evil. Neither do we want good. We want neither heaviness nor lightness, happiness nor suffering. When in this way our wanting is at an end, peace is firmly established. When we have this kind of peace established in our minds, we can depend on it. This peace, we say, has arisen out of confusion. Confusion has ended. The Buddha called the attainment of final enlightenment an extinguishing, in the same way that fire is extinguished. We extinguish fire at the place at which it appears. Wherever it is hot, that's where we can make it cool. And so it is with enlightenment. Nibbana is found in samsara. Enlightenment and delusion exist in the same place, just as do hot and cold. It's hot where it was cold, and cold where it was hot. When heat arises, the coolness disappears. And when there's coolness, there's no more heat. In this way, Nibbana and samsara are the same. We are told to put an end of samsara, which means to stop the ever-turning cycle of confusion. This putting an end to confusion is extinguishing the fire. When external fire is extinguished, there is coolness. Internally, when we have craving or aversion or delusion, we experience heat and discomfort, don't we? When the internal fires of sensual craving, aversion, and delusion are put out, then this is coolness also. This is the nature of enlightenment. It's the extinguishing of fire, the cooling of that which was hot. This is peace. This is the end of samsara, the cycle of birth and death. When you arrive at enlightenment, this is how it is. It's an ending of the ever-turning and ever-changing, an ending of greed, aversion, and delusion in our minds. We talk about it in terms of happiness because this is how worldly people understand the ideal to be. But in reality, it is gone beyond. It is beyond both happiness and suffering. It's perfect peace.